Hare Krishna. Yesterday was the passing away of another devotee here in the Hungarian Yatra. I don't know how many devotees will have known him. His name was Arjuna Krishna, and he was from the town of Sonok. He, from some kind of very insignificant little wound, it seemed that he got meningitis, and last night he was in, he left his body. His wife was Clary is a dentist, and they did very significant service when we had a center in that Sonok Phalu, and thereafter when he was living here. In fact, Clary was the local dentist here in the area for some time, and try and preach like that. She was I think here 3 days a week, and in her practice in Sonok 3 days a week or 4 days a week. The devotees who did know Arjuna Krishna, he was sort of a bodybuilder, but his bodybuilding cost him his health, did something to his spine, so he was always limping, and but he looked very strong. And he was a very, very nice devotee. And seems like he's preceded others on his way to Krishna. He was in intensive care, and Clary was there when he left his body. First he went into coma, but he came out of coma and was fully conscious and was responding with gestures and so on. So that was, he was in full consciousness. I don't know, as the Krishna consciousness movement spreads, not going to be possible for me to keep doing obituaries like this. One reason is because I'm going to be part of the obituaries once. But the other is because every day someone's leaving. I just wanted to mention it because we're still not at that stage as of yet. And he was a very, one of the first devotees, all the devotees of the Hungarian Yatra, not the very, very oldest, but in the sort of part of the initial wave. The Vaishnavas offer keep him in their prayers, even if they didn't know him, it would be highly appreciated. Hare Krishna.